I don't know why. But we never were allowed to fuss. Us kids were not allowed.
Is that right?
No, no. The first thing Mama did, Papa would say, "Now listen, that's enough. I don't want to hear another word in there." But the boys, we girls hardly ever fussed.
Yeah.
But Mama, if the boys got to fussing, I don't care if they're 9 feet tall, she called them in, made them hug and kiss. That killed them.
I guess.
That killed them.
Worst thing she could have done for that first answer.
But, and Mama never. She wore a big old gathered apron tied around her.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd up many a time, she'd say, "All right, young lady, come here, come here. I don't want to ever be some little something that she's going to give us a spanking for."
Uh-huh.
She'd gather that up and she'd do this way, and we'd look out and just scream. With the first holler, she'd quit. She couldn't hurt us.
That's funny.
But you know, my daddy never hit me a lick.
Is that right?
Never. Thought about it all the time. This one of my family didn't hate me.
Why?
Because I was the only one that he never did with.
Oh, you're right. So why did they don't hate you?
But I tell you.
You must have had him wrapped around your little finger.
I don't know why. But he was, if there was any partiality shown, he did it.
Uh-huh.
I used to have a leg ache. And with the first holler, "Mama," Papa would come out of that bed. I don't care which one it was. He'd come out of that bed and he'd got him in his lap and he'd rock us kids if we had feet dragging on the floor.
My goodness, that's nice.
And I'd sit in his lap and Mama would rub my legs. Uh-huh. With Sloan's liniment.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great. That's funny. Well, you know, not very many fathers would get up in
the middle. No, they don't. Oh, listen, you let one of us kids get sick and he went into a tailpin.
Is that right?
And the day my baby was born, she's born in that room up yonder.
Is that right here in the house?
They lived, he was overseer of 3 farms out this way. And here he come. He'd been all the way to town in a buggy. They'd done sold their car in a buggy. And he got, some steak, and I don't know what all he brought me to eat. And I couldn't eat a bite of my life and spend it that night. But anyway, he brought it, and Mama cooked it. She stayed with me.
Did you ever get any of it to eat? Or did everybody else have to eat it?
And did I ever
did
get
you, did
I
you ever eat? Get to eat that steak?
Oh, yes, next day.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take you long, did it?
Yeah. The next day was all right. But I liked to diet, and anyway, I didn't want nothing to eat.
Yeah, I guess. Well, when you set the table, what all do you put on the table when you set the table for dinner?
Back in those days?
Well,
now? Anytime.
Yeah.
Well, you put a plate, knife and fork, an iced teaspoon, a spoon.
Uh-huh. If you're going to have steak, you might also put what on the table?
Salad, or what?
If you're going to have steak, you might
you know, you steak knives. And
uh-huh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And a salad fork, you know, if you have your salad separate.
What do you call that thing that you put on the stove that you boil water to make tea in? Nothing?
Stewer, a little stew pan?
Mm, okay. Or sometimes there's a little thing with a handle and a spout.
Tea kettle.
Okay.
Yeah.
what do you call that white thing right there that you put flowers in?
Vase or a vase.
Okay, which one do you say?
I say vase.
Okay, you know anybody who says vase?
Huh?
Do you know anybody who says vase?
Yes, sir.
You do? Mm-hmm. Some people around here say that.
They're as much out of place as I would be to say it.
Yeah, yeah.